Gary Anderson takes me out on his back porch, and all you can see is Coal River Mountain. Even on a cold, gray winter day, it's beautiful.
Now, you see all that mountain range through there? That is Coal River Mountain. That mountain runs for like 3 miles back through there.
When he retired, Gary and his wife Barbara moved from Connecticut back to her family home in Concord, West Virginia.
That basically is what brought us back, is the mountains and the beauty. We thought we were coming back to what we remember, you know, the beautiful mountains. And really, they just started doing the mountaintop removal over here in the last 2 or 3 years.
Other mountains in the area, Cherry Pond Mountain and Cayford Mountain, have been flattened so energy companies could get to the coal inside them. So far, over 1 million acres in West Virginia, Virginia, and Kentucky have already been leveled to mine the thin veins of coal. The mining companies dynamite the tops off to get to the coal underneath.
Once in a while, you'll see a big puff of dust go up in the air like a bomb has been dropped, and then it'll all settle down, and it'll happen again the next day.
Mountains are shortened and flattened, often by hundreds of feet, to get to 14-inch seams of coal. What the dynamite loosens is dumped into the valleys. Thousands of miles of streams have been covered over and nature destroyed.
It's pretty simple. They put dynamite in the mountain and blow it up.
Joe Lovett is the executive director of the Appalachian Center on the Economy and the Environment. He's been fighting mountaintop removal for the past 10 years.
So there's a lot more dirt and rock and mining waste than there is coal. So as they blow the mountain up, they have to find something to do with the dirt and rock, and they dump it in streams and valleys.
Dumping into streams wasn't allowed. The Surface Mining Act stream buffer rule protected the streams. But just before it left office, the Bush administration approved a rule that changes that. George Lovett says that Coal River Mountain is now fair game for Massey Energy to blow the top off and fill the valleys.
We've always believed that the rule prevented these fills, and I guess so is the coal industry and the Office of Surface Mining, because this has been the main thing that the coal industry has wanted from the Bush administration for a long time, is the change of this rule.
Lovett says it's not good for the environment and it's not good for the local economy.
Okay, so we're taking mountains that could support sustainable timber jobs for generations and in a few short years destroying them forever and mining them in such a way that those forests will not come back.
We asked Massey Energy to comment, and they referred us to the West Virginia Coal Association. Director Bill Rainey said that mountaintop mining is an interim use of the land, that it leads to more valuable land in the long term for things like airports or commercial enterprises. But back at Gary Anderson's home, he questions this interpretation.
Who gave them the right to blow the tops of the mountains off to get the coal? That's what gets me. Where back in time that they get the permission, who gave it to them, to come in and just blow the mountains up and take the coal. It's really unbelievable.
But the mining companies now have the legal right to level the top of Coal River Mountain and fill the valleys and the streams above Anderson's home. For the Environment Report, I'm Sandra Slightbrennan.